Lecture 9, Contending for the Border States.
In our last lecture, we discussed the first great battle of the war at Manassas, or Bull Run, in Virginia. At the time that battle was fought in July 1861, both sides wondered how the four slaveholding border states would react to events both on the battlefield and to political events during this period. Would they decide to cast their lot with the Confederacy, all four of them or seven of them, or would they remain loyal to the Union? And that is the subject that we will turn to now with this lecture. We'll look at these four border states, look at them in turn, in fact, and see the process by which all four made the decision to remain in the Union. We'll look first at Kentucky, then at Missouri, Maryland, and Delaware, and we'll finish this lecture by considering the events that led a piece of the state of Virginia, most of the Trans-Allegheny region of Virginia, to split from the state and form a new state called West Virginia, which in effect became a fifth border state. The first 8 months of the war were full of activity as both sides, as we've seen, pulled their thousands of men into uniform, tried to train them after a fashion, and tried to come up with strategies to apply against the enemy. In the largest sense of the broad northern military strategy, a very key goal, in fact, the most important goal in many ways for Abraham Lincoln, was to maintain the loyalty of the four slaveholding states that remained in the Union. They possessed large populations, important resources, and key geographical positions, and Lincoln desperately wanted to keep all of them in the Union. It's important to remember that no one knew at the time what these states would do. We all know now that they remained loyal to the United States, but no one at the time knew, and the stakes seemed very high on this issue of what would these four states do. So that is an immediate concern for Abraham Lincoln, and it continues from the spring of 61 all through the summer and even into the fall of that year. The uncertainty of what these states will do, the necessity of keeping them in the Union. As we've already seen, the firing on Fort Sumter had sent the four Upper South states into the Confederacy. Let me just give you the votes and dates on those now, which I didn't give earlier. Virginia left on April 17th, and the vote in the Virginia Convention was 88-55. Arkansas was next on May 6th. The vote 69-1, but that vote doesn't really reflect the degree to which Arkansas was divided over secession. North Carolina was next on May 20th. The vote was unanimous, but again, the convention just decided to make the vote unanimous. There had been significant debate in North Carolina about whether the state should secede or not. And finally, Tennessee went out on June 8th. Tennessee didn't have a secession convention. It had actually put the question to a popular referendum in the state, and that popular vote had been 105,000 in favor of secession, 47,000 against secession. Tennesseans had voted directly. Among the lower South states, only Texas had held a comparable popular referendum to see if the people agreed with the decision of the state secession convention. But after those four states were gone, that left the four. Four out of the 15 slave states are still with the Union. Now let's look at those in turn, and we will start with Kentucky. Perhaps more than any other border state, Kentucky was torn between allegiances to the North and South. It was the birthplace of both Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson Davis. They were born a relatively short distance apart and at almost the same time, early in the century. Kentucky had profound ties to the South through the institution of slavery, through family connections, and through various economic ties that looked southward and tied the state to other slaveholding states. But it also had connections with the lower North because of its long Ohio River border. There was a good deal of economic activity that went north from Kentucky and tied at least thousands of people in Kentucky, not all of them, but thousands of people in Kentucky to the northern economy.